supplies to Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today announcing the U.S. will be sending more military equipment to Ukraine just hours after President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to Congress in a virtual address.
President Biden called President Zelensky's speech to Congress convincing, and he praised the people of Ukraine as he authorized an additional $800 million in military assistance to the country.
The United States and our allies and partners are fully committed to surging weapons of assistance to the Ukrainians.
The assistance now, though, includes additional anti-aircraft systems, anti-armor shoulder-mounted missile systems, firearms, grenades, and drones. This brings the total military assistance to Ukraine to $1 billion worth just this past week and $2 billion worth this past year.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden this afternoon stepping up the war of words with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think he is a war criminal.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president was answering a direct question and responded with what he's seen on television, including Russian attacks on hospitals, pregnant women, journalists, and others. The central bank today announcing it's raising rates for the first time since December 2018 and signaling up to six additional rate hikes this year.
Fed officials wrapping up their two-day policy meeting and announcing that it's raising its benchmark interest rate, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The FOMC raised its policy interest rate by 0.25 percentage point.
The move comes against a backdrop of 40-year high inflation and concerns that Russia's invasion of Ukraine could hurt global economic growth.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Jury selection began today in the trial of a Republican congressman from Nebraska accused of lying to federal authorities about illegal campaign contributions from a Nigerian billionaire. Representative Jeff Fortenberry is the first sitting member of Congress in 21 years to face such a trial. Fortenberry claims the prosecution is politically motivated. America is listening to Fox News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Americans slowed their spending last month as prices for food, gas, and just about everything else continued to rise. Retail sales increased 0.3% in February, according to the Commerce Department, after a 4.9% jump in January. Officials say that January increase was fueled by wage gains, solid hiring, and more money in banking accounts. Amazon appears to be a step closer to buying a major entertainment company.
Amazon still faces a major hurdle from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission before it can purchase movie studio MGM. However, the deal has been cleared in Europe. The European Commission gave the deal unconditional approval. The EC says the transaction will not raise competition concerns in Europe. The FTC is expected to decide soon whether to approve the deal or file a legal challenge. Amazon plans to pay $8.5 billion for MGM. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A Southern California city is at odds with a popular fast food chain.
Chick-fil-A is notorious for their chicken sandwiches and friendly staff, but city officials in Santa Barbara, California say they've had enough of the hype. They're looking to declare its Chick-fil-A on State Street a public nuisance, citing long lines of cars jamming up streets for as long as an hour and a half on weekdays and 2 hours on weekends. The location is roughly halfway between Santa Barbara City College and UC Santa Barbara. It's the only location in the area. The city council has given the eatery 90 days to present traffic solutions before a vote is taken on a public nuisance designation. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The U.S. Customs Agency says it's holding imported goods from Chinese sports brand Li Ning after an investigation indicated they were made by North Korean labor. U.S. law prohibits imports of goods made in North Korea or by North Korean citizens without proof they weren't made by forced labor. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.